People who use the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries will have longer travel times and less service next year under a proposed summer schedule released by the state this week. The Marine Highway is proposing to keep the state's two fast catamarans tied up next year, along with two other older vessels. That will mean fewer stops in some coastal communities. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
It was just a decade ago, the newest and fastest ships for the Marine Highway Fleet docked at Petersburg's terminal, offering ferry connections to Juneau and Ketchikan in half the time of the older, slower ships. The Fairweather and Chiniga have been costly for the state during that time. They burn more fuel than the slower, older monohulls, and they've already had to have their engines replaced. This winter, they're scheduled to get $5 million worth of new paint, carpeting, floor coatings, upholstery, and other work at a Seattle shipyard. DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the two ships will remain tied up under the proposed schedule.
This was the best way to continue to provide service to Alaskans and visitors without cutting off any communities and still maintaining some sort of schedule where there'd be consistent service to communities.
In recent summers, those fast ferries have been providing service in the summertime in Sitka, Juneau, Angoon, and Petersburg, along with Cordova, Whittier, and Valdez. The schedule also proposes to keep two slower boats, the Taku and the Malaspina, out of service for next summer. Woodrow says the decision is a financial one.
It's been well noted the state is seeing a budget gap due to low oil prices, and it's expected that all state departments are going to be working with reduced operating budgets, Marine Highway System being no different, and so the proposed schedule is reflecting the idea that we will have a lesser operating budget for 2016.
No towns are losing the state ferry entirely under the proposed schedule, but there are some service reductions. Woodrow says one example is in Lynn Canal.
Normally, the Malaspina would be run as a day boat between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The proposed schedule has the Malaspina, as we mentioned, in layup and then overhaul during the summer. What this does is it puts the Leconte in what we call the Northern Panhandle route, which the Leconte will now be serving Lynn Canal as well as the Chatham and Icy Strait communities.
Petersburg area resident Dave Kensinger relies on the ferry for his produce business and has proposed big changes to the way the ferry system operates. He thinks the level of service proposed in this schedule is worse than what residents had with private steamships prior to the start of the ferry system.
It's that bad. I think this is a day that I have been worried about, and unfortunately it's now happened. And I think it's time for the people that use the ferry system and the residents of Southeast Alaska to realize that DOT does not have the answers and we need to do something different.
Kensinger thinks the Marine Highway is going to have to look at eliminating service to communities that already have road access and focus on serving island towns only.
The community of Sitka is going to get one northbound ferry a week and one southbound ferry a week. I mean, if you don't have enough assets or you don't have enough money to provide service, you should put your priority to places of people that do not have any road access whatsoever.
The schedule for next summer is not yet finalized. The state is taking public comment through November 3rd and will be holding teleconferences November 4th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.